Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Yesterday we had a story from Bukhara, and today we have another story from Bukhara. The story goes like this. In the old days, before Russia took over Turkestan, the area was ruled by little kings known as emirs. Each city had its own emir, like a king, who could do whatever he wanted, and whatever he said was the law. One night, in the mountain village of Zakhrijia, which was near Samarkand, the local emir, the king, he had a second in command, like an assistant. He came riding into the town on horseback. He went right to the Rebbe's house, because he had a secret to tell everybody. Recently, the viceroy, this man, second in command, told the rabbi, he had noticed that the emir was giving him the evil eye, that the king was looking at him in a very evil way. He knew that was not good news, because it was very common in those days for kings to murder their enemies. Sometimes they were real enemies, and sometimes they were just imagined enemies, like the person who was second in command. So this person, second in command, thought that the king was planning to kill him. Now, I'm a very rich man, the viceroy continued, second in command, and my main concern is that the emir, the king, will steal all my possession after he kills me. Saying this, he unloaded two huge sacks of silver and gold coins and other valuables and put them at the feet of the astonished rabbi. Please take them, he said. If somehow I remain alive, I will give you half of all these riches. And if I never return, well, then everything is yours. The main thing is, I do not want the emir, the king, to get my wealth. The rabbi did not want to get involved, but he made a suggestion. There is a Jew here by the name of Reb Pinchas, he said, the viceroy. He's a very honest man, very trustworthy, and very reliable. Why don't you bring your things to him for safekeeping? Reb Pinchas agreed to this arrangement, and the viceroy returned home. The next day, the news reached Zakhrijia that the emir had, in fact, unfortunately murdered his own second-in-command, the viceroy. But Pinchas now was suddenly wealthy beyond his wildest dreams. He was a pious and a God-fearing Jew, so he put his newly acquired riches to good use. Not only did Pinchas build many houses for Jewish families to live in, he also helped support them so they could study Torah without distraction. Now, in general, before this, the Jews of Zakhrijia were simple and unlearned. In fact, in the entire town, there was only one person who knew how to learn Chumash with Rashi. Because he could learn Chumash and Rashi, they would call him Reb Chaim Goyim, Reb Chaim the Genius. Now, when Russia conquered Turkestan and ruled now all the way to the Caspian Sea, Reb Chaim Goyim set out for the port of Odessa. His plans were to take a ship to Eretz Yisrael. But on his way there, he passed through the town of Lubavitch, and that's where he first heard about the Samach Tzedek, the third Lubavitch Rebbe. Reb Chaim Goyim ended up staying in Lubavitch for some time. He was invited by the Rebbe to visit him again when he came back from Eretz Yisrael. So when Reb Chaim Goyim returned, he again had yeshivas with the Samach Tzedek. But nobody knows exactly what they discussed. However, it's possible that the minhag, the custom of Bukharian Jews, to read from the Zohar in the shul at night, translating the words into their own language, singing a special niggun, could be that this is from the instruction of the Samach Tzedek to Reb Chaim Goyim. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll have another adventure from the Jewish people of Bukhara.